What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
3 o'clock hour on the Hockman and Crowder show. Hock and Crowder are just getting back to their microphones here. I just want to let you know we're live, Hawk, here. We had our intro song coming in, so I just wanted to let you know.
I heard you coming back. I have a son with a torn ACL.
Understood, man.
Trying to move, and I'm like, I got 90 seconds, bro. 90 seconds. He's finally able to sit in a chair without too much pain. And right. I guess NBA something comes out today.
NBA so 2K.
Yeah, so he's sitting there and he's ready. I don't know if it's out already, if he's downloading it, or if he's just getting ready, warming up, but he's ready to play some NBA 2K. So that's what's going on there. We have a lot of stuff to get to because Lee Sterling is going to join us this hour, and we haven't had him on in a while. We need to get some winners. There's a lot of action this weekend. I will give you 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored. That's brought to you by the Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales Event. Get offers on select models now through September 2nd. Learn more at Lexus.com. What kind? We've talked plenty this week about what kind of game you're expecting from Miami and Notre Dame, and you're expecting the under. What kind of game are you expecting for the Dolphins Colts a week from Sunday? Because I'm curious if, you know, I love the cutesy brand of football that Mike McDaniel played at the beginning of his tenure here. I'm looking for like the 320 yards passing from Tua and 18 different receivers involved. And I'll give you the motion penalties and the false starts if it's an exciting offense. Are you expecting a 270 yard day from Tua and a big debut for Tyreek Hill this season? Or are you expecting more of a Devon Achane and Ollie Gordon and some tosses to Julian Hill?
I'm taking the ball to Julian Hill. I'm going to be mad. But no, a tiger, what is it? A zebra doesn't change its stripes. Mike McDaniel cannot not do the cutesy stuff. It's what made him a head coach. It's what made him successful. It's what made him score 70 points. It's what we talk about it like that. We're going to have the pre-snap motions, all these resets, double motions, the little flea flicker motion where the guy comes across and runs back behind Tua, all that's still going to be in. And I don't not – Hawk, let me – I do not want Tua to throw for 300. I'm not saying don't let Tua throw for 300. I want him to get to 3rd-and-1 and 4th-and-1 and run the ball downhill at somebody's head. I want them to have a bully, some kind of bully packet, some kind of physical mentality, because – if Tua is still doing what he did 2023, that offense, what it did, they were top offense in the league. You're going to go play the Ravens and the Bills and those teams that have it, and you have to be able to do it. I expect 3rd-and-4th and short to look different, but I still want the cutesy stuff. I still want Tyreek on the bang eights. I still want reverses. I still want hand sweeps. I don't want a double reverse on fourth and two. That's where it's going to piss me off. But I still want them to score 30, 40 points a game.
You know what I want on fourth and two?
What?
Naked bootleg.
Naked boot. Let's go. Let's get that rushing over to let's surprise them all.
Huck, our entire season goes off of Tua's health, and you are
the defense knows
politicking
that.
So for him to run more.
Not expecting that bootleg at all. The defense knows they would never risk him that way. You could run on the first play. If you have the ball at the 30, the first play, Tua could run for a 70-yard touchdown if you have the guts, Mike McDaniel, to run a bootleg on play number one.
And Tua is not Lamar Jackson. Play number one, they run a naked boot hawk.
They literally aren't going to be paying attention to him. They're going to see him shooting down the sideline, and they're going to say there's no chance he has the ball.
He's going to get about 13 yards and slide. Now they've seen the play. Let's save the play for week 17.
Well, I don't know what kind of offense are you expecting opening game.
Remember last year, opening game, Jacksonville comes to Miami, and we are expecting Dolphins kind of fizzled out in 2023. They lose a Tennessee game. They go up to Kansas City. They're playing literally in the frozen tundra. They have guys off the street trying to win them playoff games. They're coming back with a vengeance. Week one against Jacksonville, Tua's going to shut down the Trevor Lawrence discussions. And then Javon Holland saved your season by punching out a ball. And the Dolphins grinded the win out. And credit to them for doing it, by the way. It's not an indictment on them. I expect that type of game. I expect a game that's set up for Riley Patterson to win it with a game-winning field goal. No, but seriously, that's what I expect. Tua has not thrown the ball to Tyreek Hill in pads against another team since last season. Think about that. And Tua didn't play the last two games. I believe, even though, Crowder, I know you say preseason doesn't matter. Those two have their timing down. I don't know, man. Tyreek Hill had surgery. Hasn't played football since he quit on this team. They're clearly not necessarily on the best terms personally. I think there's going to be a little bit of a period there where they have to feel each other out again. I don't think the Dolphins offense is going to be firing on all cylinders week one. And I happen to think the Colts defense is a very good defense as well. I think they win the game, by the way. I don't think any of this is a criticism of the Dolphins. I just think it'll take them a little bit of time to get back into that rhythm where they're one of the best and most prolific offenses in the NFL.
But to that point, Solana, you make sense with the chemistry talk. If Tua is going series for series with Daniel Jones, Tua's been here 5 years.
The floor with him.
Daniel Jones got there 5 months ago and just got the starting job 2 weeks ago. That would be trouble. Like you're saying, they win. But if they win with a Patterson field goal late to go up 20-17, that's not what you should do against a Daniel Jones-led offense. And Daniel Jones should be on his ass a lot if our pass rushers are doing what they're supposed to do.
Don't forget, though, Indianapolis are the favorites. So not everyone sees it that way.
It would be troubling if this offense goes out and did what they did. Who was it the last preseason game? Jaguars. Those first two series, that cannot be the first two series of the Colts game. They can't go out there and get two penalties. Tua can't get sacked twice. No, you got to have something set.
What would you set the over-under at for Darren Waller targets?
Two?
I don't know. Yeah. I've been looking for any player props. I'm just curious what it, I don't even know if there'll be a prop for it because there's really no way to prognosticate it. Vegas likes an edge. I don't know if you've noticed that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, because I got the Odell thing in my head where I thought he was going to be the secret weapon and it never really panned out.
I think after Waller has a big game, like kind of like Jonnu did last year. After they see that he can push the ball down the field and help Tua, I think his numbers will go up. But this joker hadn't played football in a year and a half. Went through a mental health thing and retired. Like, I think he might need some time to get back on his feet on the field.
But it's why I'm hesitant to just expect the Dolphins to look like they're in midseason form week one. 2 years ago, this video is going viral 2 days ago. Tua comes out in LA on the road week one. This is 2023. And he is effing unbelievable. It's one of the best Tua games we've ever gotten. Remember in the fourth quarter, avoids a sack, steps up in the pocket, throws a dart to Tyreek. He had Tyreek all over the field the entire game. And then the game-winning touchdown drive, back shoulder fade to Tyreek Hill. It's the one example of that play actually effing working. But, man, you have a team that their running back is banged up. Their tight end hasn't, their starting tight end, we assume, hasn't played a snap in over a year. Tyreek Hill, their number one option, is banged up, hasn't taken a snap in any sort of football, legit football work in over a year. You have Austin Jackson, your right tackle, who hasn't taken a snap in a long time. I'm talking preseason. He's been out. Like, there's just a lot of question marks on the offense. So I think it's naive to just say, yeah, they're coming out, they're dropping 37 points. Tua's going to throw for 300 plus yards and they're going to look great. Like, I think they can get there, but I think it'll take a little bit of time.
If they were playing the Eagles, I would be more on your side, Solana. They're playing the Daniel Jones-led Colts.
Right, but the Colts defense is the only reason that team had decent. 9 wins last season or 8 wins last season. Okay. I mean, defense kept them in the game.
Defense. Like, $2.
I'll tell you what I would argue, though, Crowder. It's kind of like what we talk about with Carson Beck Sunday night, where he's got experience doing this. So Daniel Jones, the Dolphins aren't the Eagles. So I think the prevailing notion is Daniel Jones is more than capable of beating lesser teams. He's got trouble when, you know, it gets all hot and bothered against the real good ones. But the Dolphins are not looked at as a great team. So I think the fact that it's Daniel Jones out there is probably a positive in many people's opinions when it comes to the game. Regardless, let's get to headlines with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Dorel Hyundai, the number one Hyundai store in the nation, just went full beast mode. Dorel Hyundai, where the deals are monstrous and the prices don't survive. No one sells for less. No one.
So last year, week one, you had Tyreek Hill being detained outside of Hard Rock Stadium. And today we get the news a week before the first game that a linebackers coach, Ryan Crow, was arrested.
Yeah.
Right? Do I have that? I don't want to get the phrasing wrong.
No, he was. I was going to say the official statement from the Miami Dolphins regarding outside linebackers coach Ryan Crow's arrest in Fort Lauderdale Friday, accused of battery/domestic violence. We are aware of the serious matter involving Ryan Crow and currently gathering more information. Ryan has been placed on administrative leave effective immediately. We have been in communication with the NFL and will reserve further comment at this time.
There you go. It's your Dolphins news.
I read some story. He was going to tackle somebody. I think this seems like drunken foolishness.
I have a feeling that this ends up being nothing because Andy Slater had tweeted out, he's accused of shoving a family member. Usually if it's a woman, that comes out. So in my head, this becomes like a drunken family dispute that I watch on Opie Live tonight. You know, a couple of brothers hammering beers. It says, quote, looking like he was about to perform a takedown. Witnesses told police that the victim's feet were off the ground and Crow had his arms around the person. The victim refused to give cops a sworn statement. So I don't know the details. So I don't want to say, oh, this is going to be nothing because something could come out and it's horrific and it bothers me to my core. Reading that, I'm not necessarily certain it's what it's painted to be.
A long day, some good whiskey, trash talking. The person's feet are off the air and coach has them picked up in the air. That's when you scoop somebody in a fight. That's when you really don't want to punch them. It's a wrestling match. I read that same story and I was like, yeah, this was a drunken brawl. That's my opinion. I don't know anything more than that. And Solana, the Colts were 29th in total defense last year.
So like he said, you got to look out for that Colts D.
I mean, Anthony Richardson, I have to do research on you. The stats are iffy when it comes to defensive metrics. They are, because last year the Dolphins defense graded out as one of the best defenses in the NFL, and they genuinely weren't.
They genuinely were.
Well, they weren't.
So giving up less yards is worse than giving up more yards.
Don't know ball, man. Like, it's crazy.
I do this for a living. I did this my whole life.
To be 29 out of 32, I don't care how fudged you think the numbers are. Like, that's a long ways off from being a good defense.
All right. I don't know what metric he's looking at. Like,
I'm looking at yards per game. Give me the metric that you care about.
I'm just saying there's a reason the Colts last season were in playoff contention. It wasn't because of Anthony Richardson. It wasn't because of their running game. Jonathan Taylor missed the first six weeks of the season, and it wasn't because of Joe Flacco. Like, why do you think they were in games?
I mean, were they playing impotent offenses?
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. We would have to go back and look.
It's really hard for me. I don't recall their schedule at all, so I'd have to go back and look at it. But it's really hard for me to believe that the defense led them to the cusp of the playoffs based on the fact that they're 29th out of 32. It's just that doesn't add up.
25th in points per game given up. 29th in yards per game given up.
But you would agree when the offense, it's the same thing as what happened to the Dolphins last season, which is why I think it's unfair to just claim that the Dolphins, you know, were this great or maybe not so great defense. Their offense put them in awful positions consistently. And you would agree that maybe the Colts defense graded out a little bit worse than what they really were because their offense was incapable of staying on the field, moving the chains, moving the ball, and scoring touchdowns.
And like, Dolphins defense was put in a month and a half of Tim Boyle and Huntley, and they still were top five in yards per game given up. Solana, like, you're arguing against yourself.
For sure, they squeaked it out. But Crowder, the Dolphins defense a season ago was not capable of making takeaways, which was a big part of their defense 2 years prior. I'm telling you, like, they graded out as one of
the... Andy Slater did update that story. The alleged victim is a female. So I kind of take it all back now because, in my opinion, there is never a reason.
Don't touch no woman.
Even if you're holding arms down, you can't touch a woman.
Don't touch a woman. Told you I got in trouble in college for slapping a dude. I didn't even know the girl or him. I just saw him hit a woman and I slapped the hell out of him. And
oh, good on you.
I know. I thought it was great till the cops came.
Good on you, man.
All right, your college football schedule. There really are some like awesome games tomorrow. It starts noon. Ohio State, Texas.
That's a big Columbus.
Yeah, number one versus number three.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends. And how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
People are talking about Arch Manning. Like,
I'm watching Peyton right now Manning on ESPN. Already. Will Arch Manning live up to the hype?
No.
I mean, the hype is so great, it's going to be difficult.
It's Cam Ward versus Carson Beck. It's just your uncles, your dad, and well, both your uncles. It's that's the other brother's son.
Yep. That's not Peyton or Eli's son.
Nope, it's the other one's son.
That's Cooper Manning's son.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, this is the funniest. It's that's the funniest thing in the world. Your grandfather is a Hall of Famer. Both your uncles are Hall of Famers.
No, your brothers. Your brothers.
What's that? Yeah.
Cooper. Yeah.
Yeah. Your brothers are Hall of Famers. Now your son has to live up to the three generations of Mannings. And I don't give a damn what he does, Hawk. He can't succeed.
That's wild, man. I didn't know that was Cooper's kid.
Yep.
The thing is, like, I hope he's a great quarterback. He's clearly talented, but people are expecting him tomorrow to go to Ohio State on the road in Columbus and just throw for 450 yards and six touchdowns. Like, that, the expectations are just stupid, you know? Yeah. Like, he's a young quarterback. He's got to figure it out. And they're like, oh, this guy's going to Eli Manning versus Tom Brady it tomorrow in the Super Bowl. And it's just – it doesn't work that way.
You know Quinn Ewers beat him out last year.
Well, Quinn Ewers is,
you know. We've watched Quinn Ewers play football.
Dolphins legend. Come on.
He's Quinn Ewers still.
Big matchup tomorrow. ESPN Plus.
Big
7
fat
p.m.
meatballs.
Florida versus Long Island University tomorrow.
How about that?
Yeah.
Is that game on TV?
Hell
ESPN
no.
Plus, Hawk. ESPN Plus.
Man, yeah. I don't want that game on TV. Don't embarrass me. No,
it's on Wi-Fi.
Pretty much.
I mean, ESPN Plus, I defy you to get that without Wi-Fi.
Listen, it's being recorded from a cell phone. There's not even cameras on the field.
Florida State is going to host Alabama at 3:30 p.m. Alabama ranked in the top 10, number 8. That game's on ABC. FSU, new and improved Doak Campbell Stadium tomorrow. They
did something to Doak?
Yeah, they remodeled Doak a little bit. Yeah.
Doak Campbell.
You still see the Whataburger?
I'm not even lying. I'm not, because we all hate Florida State, UM and Gators, but Doak Campbell is one of the most unimpressive stadiums I played in my whole career.
Right, it's just there.
It's there. It's not big. You know, like they make a big deal about the and then you have to snap the ball sooner or later, and then the people sit down and this girls are half naked and they're drunk. But it's not like, it's not an intimidating atmosphere to play in.
Really?
They got it. They got it.
You didn't feel like the noise level at Doak ever got to you?
No. Man, I played LSU. Tennessee was crazy. You say I'm biased. The Swamp was nuts. Yeah, Doak Campbell wasn't like, it wasn't overwhelming like some of the places.
But there's literally a Whataburger in view of the stadium.
Huh, they have a section of, they have a bikini section. I wasn't worried about no damn burger or fries or spicy ketchup.
I'll tell you what, FSU women, that's a strong campus.
And I knew where the section was too. It's over there to the left of the home side.
You and Brent Musburger.
Crowder, why you turn over there every tackle you make? Leave me alone. My family's up there.
Obviously, UM versus Notre Dame, 7:30. Listen to all the coverage right here on 104.3 WQAM. There's a game before that at 3, South Carolina hosting Virginia Tech.
All right. 3 o'clock on Sunday is when our pregame show begins here on 104.3 FM. It is Danny Rabinowitz, Hollywood, and Brian Monroe. I'll get you ready. Was it 4.5 hours of pregame?
They're good, too. I enjoy that show.
And then you have the game call. It'll be Joe Zagacki and Don Bailey Jr. and Josh Darrow, executive produced by Victor Bermudez. Mm-hmm. And then the post game with Alex Donnell.
Yep.
Knows a thing or two about Hurricanes football.
Man, that's a crew there.
Yep.
And, of course, tonight, big game, FIU at Pitbull Stadium hosting Bethune-Cookman. The Willie Simmons era begins tonight. 7
you going tonight?
I can't go tonight.
No. Oh.
Yeah.
What do you got going on?
Why not?
I'm working tonight, guys, unfortunately. Oh. So can't go tonight, yeah.
Working where?
For QAM, for the station.
Doing what?
We got a big meeting tonight.
Is this Friday night meeting? Leading into a holiday weekend?
Me and Len, big meeting tonight. Starts right at 7, unfortunately. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey, the boss schedules a meeting. You know, you don't cancel.
Because I thought it was interesting because you're a big FIU guy and it's Friday night.
Of course. Yeah.
I didn't know that
I'm gonna
warn you. I just didn't know that you had a meeting. That doesn't sound logical to me.
Yeah. No.
7 p.m. on a Friday. That's a date. That's a date.
Goldie on the call tonight for FIU TV.
Mm-hmm.
Where's that? Is that ESPN Plus as well?
Yeah, tonight on ESPN Plus.
And Kim Bocamper in the booth with him.
Really?
Yep.
I think Billy Gill's
doing the FIU games.
I think Billy Gill's doing the radio call. I have to double check that, but I believe he is.
So you're not going, huh?
Yeah, you know, it's such a shame. I love Pitbull Stadium. Atmosphere tonight is just going to be electric. And, you know, Willie Simmons there, this is a big deal, you know?
Yeah, you keep Florida saying
guy.
That.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I noticed, too? Speaking about missing game stuff and you being a huge fan. I listened last week, Saturday, to the pregame for Dolphins-Jags.
Right.
You know, Game Day Uncensored?
Yeah.
And then it was weird. The game started when? Maybe 7:30? And it was like about 7. Yeah. It was like 8 or 8:30. I saw on your Instagram you and Valentina out for dinner somewhere in Wynwood. And I was like, well, that's interesting because one would imagine he's at the game or watching the game. I was so confused. Was that had you pre that Instagram to put that post out?
Wynwood, I haven't been to Wynwood in quite some time, Hawk. Rickle, so I believe maybe. You're mistaken. Believe you're Rickle. Mistaken. So let me get this straight. In 2025, you can't watch a game outside of your home. I have to be.
Oh,
home
no, you absolutely can.
And
it just,
I can't DVR a game and watch the game.
Absolutely, you can. Absolutely. I just. From listening to Game Day Uncensored, it sounded like you were super, super excited about the upcoming game. The excitement with you broadcast.
Third
and
preseason.
Then, and then I saw, you know, and you had like, like a short rib tacos or something in front of you. It was like first quarter. I don't know. It's interesting. I'm just wondering if tonight during this FIU game, because I know you're a huge fan, that I might see some sort of Instagram post from, you know, Manhattan Chicago style pizza and Kendall.
No. Not until our big long meeting with Len ends. You know, I was told this one's a long one. Yeah.
Where'd y'all date at?
Manhattan Chicago pizza and Kendall.
Keep that same energy, Jack. You wanna keep tabs on me where I'm at during big games? That's fine. That's cool with me. Keep that same energy, both of you.
As long as you acknowledge it's a big game.
Okay.
You just acknowledged it.
7 p.m. tonight. Be at FIU Stadium. Trust me, you don't want to miss it. Your weather, 70 degrees.
Thanks, Pete.
The rain is moving in to South Florida.
They should do that. They should do that on kickoff. Thanks, Pete.
The rain is moving in. It's going to pour all night. But again, you know, nothing like being at a football game on Friday.
It won't affect you at Mary Brickle Village. Lee Sterling is going to join us in the next segment. We'll hopefully get some winners from him.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
50-yard field goal from the left half. Snap is down. Bunyan's kick is on the way. And it's no good.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I almost have a tear in my eye. It's been so long since we've heard this song, and then it means something special in football season. You know what I mean? Like, we're putzing around NBA or whatever, hockey, but start of football season, you get a little rhinestone cowboy, you know, Lee Sterling is swaggering into the bar. It just feels right.
Let's go, Lee.
Let's go, Lee. Lee Sterling is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, and he's a professional sports handicapper. The website is ParamountSports.com. Don't you do one of the Locked On betting sites,
too? Locked On Bets. It's the only betting show on the Locked On Network out of over almost 300 shows.
Well, let's bang through some bets here because I have a few games I want to get to, and we don't have a ton of time. So I'm going to start with the Miami game. Obviously, very important to you and me. University of Miami at home Sunday night hosting Notre Dame. Dom, and Notre Dame is 2.5 point favorite, depending on where you see it.
So the strength of my game pretty much is going to depend on the weather. If the weather's better, I think it favors Miami. Notre Dame, good running back. Great running back, Jeremiah Love. Almost 1,200 yards, 17 touchdowns. They're going to try to run the ball and not take a whole lot of chances with their brand new quarterback, C.J. Carr. I love the addition of Corey Heatherman. I think it's going to make them a top 10 defense here within 2 years. I love the fact the place is going to be jumping here, and I think Carson Beck's going to be good enough with that offensive line of running backs, and I think the passing game will come around here. Wrong team favored, Miami straight up. Low-scoring game,
23-20. Oh, there we go.
Crowder wanted to hear. Crowder's all over the under.
I'm all over the under. I've been saying the under for 2 weeks. Now it's going to be raining? Come on, man.
Let's see here. I'm just writing it down. Miami money line. How about FSU? I'll do the big Florida schools here. FSU, Miami, and University of Florida, unfortunately. FSU, big one to start the season. Alabama, and Alabama is a 13.5 point favorite.
Thomas Castellanos, what is he doing? I mean, talking smack to the Alabama defense, I don't like it. I think FSU obviously had to grab a quarterback, but they were looking at the guy that had the best game the entire year against him, Thomas Castellanos. When BC beat him, scored 28 points. Other than that, he never scored 23 points the entire season. So if he's forced to pass the ball, he is not a drop-back passer here. He needs to run around, make things happen here. And I think this Alabama team is reloaded. I think they're top two, top three in the SEC, and I think they're going to make it to the playoff. Blowout special here. I like Alabama here. Roll Tide, 38-20.
All right, now Crowder's Florida Gators. They've got a biggie to open the season as well. Long Island University. Florida, from what I see, is a 45.5 point favorite.
So we had trouble finding a whole lot of tape on Long Island when you gave me this game early this morning, Mark. And their quarterback is Ethan Greenwood. They list him as 5'11", 185. He's like 5'8", 160, tops, wet, coming out of the shower. He threw for more than 200 yards just one time last year. They played two crowds of less than 1,000 fans. Only two crowds with crowds of more than 5,000 people there. He also plays receiver a little bit. He had 8 catches for 144 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Dynamic.
It's going to be trouble here for Long Island. No upset here. I like Florida big. How about this? I think the record is something like 76 points that they've won, margin of victory. I think it was Steve Spurrier, like 96 or 97. 77-0 here, Florida over Long Island.
Would you ever play that? Would you ever lay 45.5 points?
Yeah. I mean, this team looks really bad, Long Island, really bad.
We beat FAMU 70-3 when I was there.
That's only 67 points. We need another 10 points to get to 77.
How about Solana's FIU Panthers tonight? They are in action at Pitbull Stadium. FIU is a 30.5 point favorite over Bethune-Cookman.
Bet you didn't know this. FIU's played Bethune 4 times, lost all 4 times. They play 2 different quarterbacks. They have a next level receiver and kick returner, Malik Huggins. This guy is next. You're going to hear his name. I think he's going to get drafted and make an NFL roster. I think FIU is totally reloading here. FIU escapes here 24-23.
Wow. Solana's got to send shivers up your spine. We can pass Bethune-Cookman. We're taking BC plus the points there. Hmm. All right. And then the real big game this weekend, 1-3, Ohio State 2-point favorite over Arch Manning and Texas.
I will make this one bet that Steve Sarkisian will never in this game call like he did from the 1-yard line when he had a first down at the 1A, he's not going to go in the shotgun and run a toss sweep. Trust me. After he did that in the last game and lost 7 yards, it was game, set, match. Then they had the strip sack for the touchdown, Jack Sorey. But Ohio State lost 7 of 9 of their top tacklers. I don't think this guy, Julian Sain, is ready yet. I know they're at home. He is not ready for prime time. I'm hearing reports he is not going to be the guy, especially early. Might take him 2-3 games to settle in. Arch Manning, I think he's the guy. I think the Saints are going to play for him. They're not trading for anyone. They're going to try to just win 2 or 3 games and sit tight and get Arch and keep that Manning family going. I think that Texas – I graded out all the different position groups, except for receiver. Texas is better, I believe, in every position. Another wrong team favorite, Texas outright, 24-21 in the horseshoe.
Wow. There you go. Lee Sterling. Mm. Check out the website, ParamountSports.com. You can follow Lee on Twitter, at Paramount Sports. He likes the Hurricanes money line. He likes Bama laying the points against FSU. He likes UF to romp over Long Island University and their two-position offensive quarterback, who's also a receiver at times. He likes Bethune-Cookman plus the points tonight against FIU, and he likes Texas straight up against Ohio State on Saturday. All right, Lee, let's have a good season. You feeling it this season?
Oh, yeah, I got it. I had one get married over the summer, and there's talk in the next year the other one's getting engaged.
Oh, yeah, you got to win big, man, because you got a lot of experience there. the Sterling family, they don't throw it ain't no wedding at the VFW. Sterling throws it down. Thanks, Lee. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Be good.
There you go. Lee Sterling. Again, the website, ParamountSports.com. Follow him on Twitter, at Paramount Sports. 4 o'clock hours coming up. We got to give away that Holy Cap, too. We have one more to give away this week. Maybe we'll do that in the 4 o'clock hour. Do not go anywhere.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
It's a chain thing. You wouldn't understand. You!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.